Many a times, many Christians wonder why we pray. Like, what's the essence? Do we need to? Is it just like we are just trying to be holy Christians? That's why we pray. We are just trying to be, we don't want to offend God, you understand? We just want to be on the safe side that we know we pray. I know people pray. So that's why I'm praying. And I know many of us have been doubtful before where we have actually doubted prayer. You understand? You actually thought that just, let me see, come on. I don't dare. I'm just deceiving myself. That's the point. Thank you. Let me go and hustle. Let me look for other ways this can get done. Hallelujah. It's not a sin. But don't take a stroll in darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you begin to wonder why we pray at times. Is it just to get things done? It's way beyond that. It's way beyond that. Because many of us will testify that the things you pray for, many people get them without prayer. Right? There are some things you pray for that many get them without prayer. For example, you can pray for healing. And someone will just travel out. And that same thing that you will say, it's supernatural healing. The doctor will remove it. And the person will be home. Hallelujah. It's possible, right? That fulfills that you have to, you understand, your faith walk hides. You know, your faith walk hides. You say, you begin to say, no, my needs are met. You say my needs are met so much that they ask you what your name is, you say my needs. That's how much you actually exercise your faith. And someone at his fingertips, that is his pocket money for the day. And you say, I mean, this is what I pray for. Right? So why do we pray? We need to ask ourselves. Because that means it will be beyond those things. There are times that we don't have anything. As it were, man always has one. Hallelujah. But there are times that immediately, actually, you are just satisfied. Basically. You are looking at your GT account. You are saying glory to God. There are times that you look at it and you say, all things are mine. And there are times that you look at it and say, glory to God. Hallelujah. You look at, maybe you have four accounts. You say, for the four accounts of God. Cool. Hallelujah. And at times you look at it and say, dry bones shall rise again. Amen. So, this evening I'll be sharing in the line of what happens when we pray. Our title is, As We Pray. Just that. As We Pray. What happens when we pray? How do you want to know? What does prayer do? Because if I say, many people actually get things without prayer, that's true. So, what does prayer do in my life? Why should I pray? Praise God. Because I think any Christian who speaks low of prayer needs to be examined. It needs to be examined. We really need to call such to a corner and ask questions. Why would you speak low of prayer? I mean, even those who never had the Holy Ghost, I mean, in the Old Testament, who when the law of sin and death was the boss. I mean, these guys were under the law of sin and death. They prayed. The king prayed, remember, go in prayer. Daniel still prayed. Hello? Daniel prayed. Solomon prayed. Solomon said, God, I know you don't dwell in temples made with hands. But when people face this temple, let their prayers be answered. Solomon believed in prayer. Adopt us as we were. Let me permit me to use that. I mean, what do you call someone who has 700 children? It's a thing. Come on. Even though today, a thing can have. Just I will not be a bishop. Because Paul said a bishop must be a husband of one wife. Praise God. 700 wives. 700 concubines. 300 wives. Come on. Babao. 1,000. Where were you keeping them? He must have been a very rich man. But this guy still prayed. I believe Samson has more knowledge than some Christians. Because Samson prayed. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Samson prayed in Judges 16:28. After he was bound by the Philistines, Samson said, God, oh Lord, just this one. I don't know, some of you have that. He said, just this one. Just one. I remember one time a guy, my sister offended me. So one of our homies were around. But he was around. He's in Dubai now. And then he said, "Unkoke kiri banla." He was telling my sister. I don't know if you know me of that. And he's, "I'm beating her, she's beating me back." And I said, "Ah, don't you know that you're using small hands to collect big hands?" So my sister beat me and ran away. And I wanted to run. The man said, "Agbaya, stay back." I said, "Just this one. She can beat me after this one because I know that she will not live to beat me. I mean, if I give her that last one, do you watch wrestling at all? You know what knockout is? Like, I said, just this one. She can beat me 1,000 after that." But I know that she will be crippled. I mean, my energy, my everything was burning. I just, the fire of God's spirit is burning in my hand. Just give me. No, that's what happens. They said, "God, just this one." And it was granted to him by whoever. And then he pulled out the pillar. I would say, those who Samson killed that day were more than all that he has ever killed in his lifetime. Hallelujah. Samson, pray. And then you hear some believers say, "It's not about prayer. We just give thanks." Now, I'm not saying what I've not heard. Someone has told me before, he said, you're just praying. I just came back from WCC. And so he was listening to that. "Where did you go to?" I was praying. He said, "Okay, basically, the first day when we got there, we prayed 26 and a half, 26, 25, we 26, 25, we prayed 25, and then subsequently we were praying 3 hours, 4 hours, 7, again. It's too much, God is not there." I said, "No, I'm not." "Say, God is not dead. God is not like that. He's our father. He's a father." I said, "No. I didn't say he's an area father. He's our father. Say, we just give thanks. We are under grace. We just give thanks. All things are done." We say, "What's wrong? All things are done. Really? All nations have been reached with the gospel. All things are done. You must be joking. All things are not done." What are you looking at? Right? All these are not done. While we have to pray for nations to be reached, yes. While we have to pray for men of God, those who pastor us, for their ministry to be accepted, yes. While we meant to pray for their perseverance, yes. While are you meant to pray for your own self perseverance? Yes. That's all things are done. All things are not done. There are some things we call the unfinished work of Christ. He didn't finish it. Like preaching the gospel. Like prayer. Prayer is not a finished work of Christ. Are you listening to me? Huh? Prayer is not a finished work of Christ. He didn't accomplish that on the cross. The all things are done. I know. I just give thanks. Because really, if you're a good student of the Bible, you will know that there's no place in the scriptures that isolates giving of thanks alone. In Philippians 4:6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving." You see that? Prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Nothing. Thanksgiving. Don't be anxious for nothing, but just give thanks. You pray, you supplicate, hallelujah, then with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6. How can you want to pray for someone who is in a call? And you say, "Father, I thank you because he's in the light." I mean, he's in the call. You are praying for his deliverance. You are praying for his salvation. You don't say, "Father, I thank you because he's in the light. He's walking in the light." He's not walking in the light, Baba. Pray first. In 1 Timothy 2, it says, "First of all, prayer and supplication be made." Prayer, intercession, supplication be made with thanksgiving for those who are in authority, for kings and for all men. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 2. It says, prayer, supplication, intercession. Then with the giving of thanks. There is no place that isolates thanksgiving alone. In Colossians 4, 2. Just continue in prayer and watch thereunto unto thanksgiving. Continue in prayer. Colossians 4. So, it is not just thanksgiving, it is prayer with what? Huh? Yes. How many people say that before? Say, I don't pray. Opelonjere. Eje kokore. I was preaching last year and I said, the same Jesus that went to Cana of Galilee. Wedding, you're saying he's not eating ever. Ah, Baba here too. Ah, he drank wine. It was part of the people that finished the wine. That's why I had no choice than to turn around to one. Hallelujah. He ate. He went to wedding. Ah. So he said, praise Jeba. Hey, Jacob. Okay. Why did you just say it? I say, ah, the same thing I eat. I don't eat any of that thing. And they bring bread and fish. Oh. Thanksgiving is what I eat. Hey, yeah, Peter. I don't eat any of that thing. Just, can you just package yourself and sing praises? Oh! Hallelujah! Eh? There was never anything, just praising me. I just praising me, saying, ah, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay. He didn't do that. E-S. Say yes. So don't say your point on Jerry. Thanksgiving or prayer is not God's food. It's our response of faith. It's not God's food, it's our own faith. It's not God's food. The fact that something has been said for long does not make it true. Sin has been for long. That does not make sin valid. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Alright, so I said that there's no place that isolates Thanksgiving and does not talk about prayer. You really need to search the scriptures and see that prayer cannot be commonized. Say prayer cannot be commonized. Can't. Jesus prayed. I really want to finish very fast tonight. We'll continue next week. Jesus prayed. You know what I mean? I mean, this is God in man. Okay, better still put. This is God that became man. John 1:14, the word was made flesh and the other means of with the other glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is God. He was anointed of the Spirit. Luke 4:18. Acts 10:38. I got anointed Jesus Christ, not with the Holy Ghost and with power. We went about doing good. Healing the sick. Or those who are oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. I mean, this is the Son of God. Why was he praying? I think we need to ask ourselves a question. Why on the earth and in heaven and things beyond the earth? Why was he praying? What does he need? He was full of power. This is the walk miracles like you are sneezing or you are like you are whistling. Anyway, whistling. I mean, walk miracles. It's more like he does not even think about it. He's just walking miracles. Because it's a miracle working God. When John the Baptist said, are you the Messiah? I can't tell him. The blind see. John the Baptist was having that. Okay, he's around. He walked miracles. So why was he praying? In Luke 3:21, open the scriptures, you. I'm just quite fast. But ensure you're opening. In Luke 3:21, as he was being baptized, scripture says Jesus was praying. Let's read it. Luke 3:21. Why was God praying? Once ago. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, he had not even started ministry. What was he praying about? He had not even chosen 12. What was he praying about? We need to ask ourselves questions. It would mean that prayer itself, listen to me, brethren, prayer itself is more important than the reason we pray. We'll get there. But just notice somewhere that prayer in itself is more important than what we are praying about. It's more important. Why was he praying? Praying about what exactly? In Mark chapter 6, He just finished rotting the miracles of the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Mark chapter 6. Are you with me tonight? Mark 6. Verse 42. And they did all eat and were filled. Verse 43. Let's verse 43, 46 to get everybody. And they took, come on, once you go. So baskets full of the fragments. And of the fishes, come on, once you go. Stop. When you ask to read, read. I've told you that many times. When you are asked to read, you read. So read them. Verse 42. And straight away, he constrained his disciples to get in the ship and go to the other side to Bethsaida. He sent the people away. And when he had sent them away, he departed into me. Hallelujah. I thought people pray before the crusade. So that God can move. Right? Say, Father, That's our program. Move. Move mightily. Move mightily. Not just mightily. Move with strength. Not just with strength. Move with power. Not just with power. Oh, Father. Move with everything you are. But this is Jesus. We have just seen a miracle. We have just seen something beyond this world. And then he went to pray. That in itself is instructive. Hallelujah. That in itself is instructive. So we don't pray for miracles. You see what he just did? Even when we don't pray just for miracles, even when the miracles are wrought, you still pray. When you have needs, you pray. When you don't even have anything actually that you actually need, you still pray. That is the pattern of prayer Jesus left for us. So why would I be praying 10 hours? Why would I be praying 7 hours now? All things are my, I have everything. I don't have anything I need. No. You are not getting the gist. You are not getting the gist. It's not about what you need. It's about praying. Hallelujah. It's about praying. In Luke chapter 22, he departed to Bethsaida. See that place in Mark 6. He departed to pray. Never let anyone treat their life the time you spend alone with God. I don't know if he was to do it. There was a time, SU movement. That's what we do. I used to go for their camp. And we always have a part of the camp, teenagers camp. And they call it alone with God. It will give us 3 hours. Even though most of us spend it sleeping. I mean, that's the time, it's alone with sleep. And I don't say alone with God. So some people are praying, getting rest. Just lie on that one tree. Manna. Kedebosa. Tololo bonia. Tololo bonia. Before you say the other tolo like this. He will come and call you after the day is over. Say, bro. Say, Now we talk. Shakadima tala again. When do we go home with that guy? As we work together, say, Yeti ganasa. Ye kanuga da here. I say, what happened? I was in a trance. You are snoring in a trance. Baba. He said, you can't understand these things. I don't want to understand these your own things. Hallelujah. He departed. Don't let anybody trivialize that. Some people will speak low of it. They will say, are you not saying that God does not hear prayer in our house? That's the only thing. There's something about setting time apart to pray. There's something about leaving the multitude. Just getting away from where people are to pray. I do that a lot. And I trust God, I will keep doing that. Just take a walk. Just take a walk. If you're someone that likes walking, I like walking. And that's because of prayer. Just take a walk. Like, I'll go from, let me tell you the route. Let me tell you the route. And I'll say, hey, how do I get back home? It's already 11:30 p.m. And I left home probably 8:30. I've walked past social media. I won't get into the computer village. And then you start walking back. Yeah? Start walking back. I remember in Ibadan. I'll leave Ring Road. I'll start walking towards Molete or Jabba. I start walking. Just walk. And you pray. Just walking and you pray. There's something about that. Just leaving everybody behind and keep praying. You must never trivialize it. You must never trivialize it. There are things that is after that is beyond material things. There are things that those kind of prayers are said. In Luke 22. So I want to say that. If you are actually Christ-like, like you claim, if you are a Christian, then you can't trivialize prayer. The one who is called Christ built his ministry on prayer. That man we call Jesus, the God made flesh himself, prayed. Who are you? I mean, he prayed consistently. His ministry opened up with prayer. Well, what was just in Luke 3:21, when he was going to be betrayed that night, Jesus prayed. So when we sing that song, that Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Action. Hallelujah. It's true. He started his ministry with prayer. And today, Bible says he's still making intercession for us. You must never trivialize the ministry of prayer. Because we can get a certain stage in our Christian world and say, man, seeker, do leg, Google, the bagging, the gun, they say, the do, la la la, but yeah. I know the word, I know who I am, I know what I have, right? And I know Why you guys are doing this? I know who I am. Talk now. I know what I have. Then I know what I can do. Hallelujah. Whose I am. You are going to retreat time. Retreat. You are moving towards retreat. Whose I am. I know what I can do. You know, I know everything. The Greek word for doctrine is didaskalia. Gotten from didache. Didache. It means a particular mode of explanation. You can get lost in that you don't pray no more. I tell you, God trusts a man that prays over a man that knows the word. Because a man that knows the word will pray. God will pick a man of prayer. He trusts a man of prayer to get the work done than a man that knows the word. Hallelujah. You must never get to that height where you know the word too much and you don't pray. Because that means you actually don't know anything. Because right there in that scripture, a plethora of instructions to keep us on our feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you call yourself a Christian, you say, I'm Christ-like, as it were. Look at Christ. He's a praying man. He's a praying man. Glory to his name. In Luke 22, let us see. Luke 22, I will to God tonight that the fire to pray will be best in many. In the name of Jesus. In Luke 22, verse 43, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Verse 44, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and the sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. Like an agony. I explained that in the Word and the Spirit, track 4. Like an internal torture. Like you are waging war against someone. That was the way he was praying. He prayed so much that his sweat was like blood. It was not blood. Read very well. It was like, as though he must have prayed. I'm trying to imagine. He must have prayed fervently. This is your Lord and Savior. I mean, he does not have the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of God. You don't get the gist? He is praying. And he is praying and his sweat is like blood. Hebrews 5:7 explains that prayer. It says, it's with strong tears and crying. He made his supplication known. With strong tears. Strong crying. You know what strong tears mean? Have you seen the way a baby cries before? You know, babies don't cry, passive cry. Hallelujah. It's adults that cry passive. If I so my daughter crying and use water. And that's the worst. That's the worst kind of tears. It's possible, yeah? It's so painful. But there's no water. But the entire body is gone. At least, but you've seen a baby cry before, right? It's not the reason why I don't like carrying them. I love kids. But the smile, just the smile that I'm playing with it. And I play with you, aha, we'll be friends. The moment you say, me what? You are your mother. Hallelujah. That is what strong crying means. Bible says that was how Jesus was praying. What was he praying about? We'll see. Strong tears. A pastor, I would say he heard, actually. E-R-R-E-D. He made an error. By saying that, he said something, he said, when some people are praying, some people are busy building oil blocks or oil wells. That's not about prayer. You are praying, some people are busy, they are busy with their business and they are getting blocks for us. You are praying. You don't get the gist, sir. It's not about oil blocks. Was Jesus praying about oil blocks? That statement itself should make us look at your ministry well. What do you guys believe? So you believe that when we are just praying, all we are praying for is oil blocks. And God, open way. If you are the way maker, miracle. Many have sang that song and they have never thought about salvation before. And basically the way he actually made the way was that he actually died for our sins. But you are running as a way maker. And whenever you are singing that song, you just, job. I need a job. Way maker. You never remember that song any other time. You need money. You say, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, that is who you are. Way maker. Because that's the one we want to bear. You think that every time we pray, you say, Makataya, lebebebe, roshakataya. When some people say doors are open, they are not talking about nations. You better understand them very well. They are not naked. Doors are open. Doors. Political doors. You know that word? Political dumb. Dust to nations. Not to go and preach for business. Nations will know our thoughts. Are you sure you're a minister of Jesus? Hallelujah. He prayed. Say he prayed. He prayed. So prayer is no more than oil blocks. All you're praying about with strong tears. Let's see in Luke 22 verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast. And he kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing. Now, you know, there's a reason why sometimes I don't choose to stay around when you guys are praying. But I don't want to see you praying, as it were. Because many, because I'm around, they say, so when I look at their side, what is happening in the form? And I look at their side, and I say, go. Are you kicking the motorcycle? And when I look away, what is that? You know, maybe I'm walking. When I'm about to turn, I say, shake it, calm down. I've started left. It's like free. But sometimes, even in prayer, I get so, maybe because of the job of a pastor, I get so concerned about you praying. And sometimes I think I'm not, so I better walk away and go and pray my own. Hallelujah. Because your prayer is not my prayer. I mean, your prayer is for you. I need to pray too. I have not outgrown that. When, who am I? I have not outgrown it. If you are praying 1 hour, I'm praying too. Hallelujah. Some of us said 1 week. All your house members already know. As you already know. The way you enter the room is different. So you know what you have But once it's 6 o'clock. Once it's 6 o'clock, I said. Leketina makataya. Okay, you say you come to church to pray, right? But after that, oh, you are looking at that time. As you are coming to church to pray, once it's getting towards 7 o'clock, you are breaking 7, right? You were breaking 7. 6:45, let's break. Okay, that's what I said. 6:43, like this. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Fatigue now, God did it. Oh, la 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 ya. 6:45, like this. You look at the person coordinating prayer. Tomorrow, he said, maybe I will buy him a new wristwatch. He needs time. Hey, he needs the digital one that will be showing him that this was the 5 exactly. Hallelujah. Where was that coming from? You need to pray, right? Huh? What was he praying about? He set himself aside. Bible says, a stone cast away. And he knelt down to pray. If you observe, many times that he just prayed, he actually always lead his disciples. Sometimes he'll tell them, go to the boat, I'm coming. This time, for example, he took just James, John, and Peter. Where the other 9 were flexing. James was saying, why am I James? Why can't that just be Andrew? You know, there's something like that. Any little assignment in church. Hey, are you talking? God. But you don't know that the reward for good work is more work. Hallelujah. He said, I'm trying to pray. What was he praying about? Verse 42. Want to go? Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. See what he was praying about. And you are there talking about all well or all well. You really need to check your motives again. See what he was praying about. Not my will, Lord. Yours. And there must come to a time in every life of every believer where this prayer is paramount. When your decisions are clashing with the will of God, you must. It's only prayer that can make you say, ha! You know, there are lifelong dreams. There are lifelong dreams that you had since when you were little. And then those things are just coming to your face now. And God just say, you preach the gospel. You preach the gospel. I know of a person. I wanted to go to Canada. I mean, there was someone I was talking about Canada. Come on. Since when we were like, 11? 10, 11? This guy knew all the states in Canada. So that's how much he knew the streets he wanted to stay. In Canada, no, I've never been to Canada. He knew the streets he wanted to stay. He knew the governor. You know, something like the people in charge of it. And I said, you need to go to Canada. You will go. He got admission there when he was in 300 level, he deferred. He got scholarship and everything. And then just about going, 2 days to the flat. Well, just praying. And I was praying too. Ready? He asked me to. And I got for him that he should not go. Not just go temporarily, not go again. I didn't know how to say it. You know, I don't know, it's like enemies. Eta, you don't want me to progress. I was looking at how I would communicate the will of God to the will of man. So I stayed put. I kept praying. Not that I already knew the result of prayer. And he called me, midnight. He said, I don't think I can go. He said, God said I should not go. He said, exactly, I've been waiting almost 7 hours to tell you the same. Seven, you should have told me. And if I had, you would have hated me more. This is better than what God told you to. Praise God. Until now, the family are here and there. Because they have already paid for the ticket. The processing of the visa was another thing. Hallelujah. For those that are listening to me, sometimes maybe you go, this is Nigeria. I'm talking from Nigeria. As at this time, it's not easy. Processing of visa, payment, and this was a scholarship for crying out loud. I mean, you're not going to pay tuition. Lifetime opportunity. But he said, not my will, your will. Stay back. Hallelujah. So, you know, even the shame. Because you're told people, I'm going. You know, they are lying. You're lying. I just told him, we don't need to explain to anybody. And I said, you're not going again. He said, I'm not going again. Why did you not tell me you're going? I'm not going again. I'm not saying I want to go. I'm not that I'm not going again. Hey, you're lying. Thank you. I lie a lot. There are some things that you just used to end the. But see what Jesus was praying about. Not my will, Lord. You know, there are times that we have decisions that clash with the will of God. And you know right in your heart that what I am doing, I'm actually just doing it for myself. Even sometimes it appears to be the will of God. Sometimes it appears to be the will of God like this. But you know that God is not there. God wants you somewhere else. You know that God is not there. God wants you doing something else. But yet, we don't submit to the perfect plan. And that is because we have staggered in the place of prayer. Prayer helps us to walk in the perfect will of God. We'll get there much more. So he was praying. He says, he was praying for the will of God to come to pass. Not me, you Lord. If you're a good Bible student, you observe that the tone of prayer changes. There was a change of emphasis as we get into the epistle. Prayer started changing emphasis. How many of you noticed? From the four gospels, look at the book of Acts, then look at Ephesians. You see, prayer just changed. That's asking knowledge. Knowledge. I thought we should just pray for healing. Let us pray for breakthrough. Even Jesus said it's the seed that breaks through. Something like that. Then we pray for breakthrough. Let's just pray for exam. But as you look at the epistle, you really see a place that even tells you to pray for things. You most likely will just have to use the open check one. Philippians 4:6. You don't be anxious for anything, but in all things, to pray and supplication, make your request known to God. 1 John 5:14. Open-ended. This is the confidence that we have. That we have anything according to His will, He hears us. And if you know that He hears us, you know that we receive petition according to His answer. Those are open-ended. Open-ended. Mark 11:24. Believe that you receive and shall have what you pray. That's basically the only thing. If you want to start John 2, I will have everything that you prosper. That even is about spiritual growth. You can't even squeeze down into it. But yet, there are thousands of places, or let me say hundreds of places that ask us to pray. But yet, few that ask us to pray for things. So prayer cannot be just mere talking about getting a new job or marrying. Many people don't even know what prayer is because they want to marry. Many don't know what the will of God is. They have never heard the sigh of God. And God sighing. They've never heard it before. But when they want to marry, Baba, let me carry another man's ligament. Another man's tendon. Say, are you a dog? What were you doing with all your life that you never heard God? If you had been hearing God and been walking in the Spirit in all your decisions, marrying will not be a special case. You will not even pray. Hallelujah. But because, glory to His name. Hallelujah. So, Let me say that I'm not talking about prayer for things. I'm not talking down on prayer for things. We actually can pray and have our needs met. Hallelujah. If you want to know me very well, go and listen to our teaching on how to walk on water. Listen to casting your cares, right? Listen to our teaching. I tell you to pray. When you have a need, I will tell you to pray. At work, I was still telling he needs a laptop. I said, go and pray. Have you prayed? I'm like that. But when it comes to we really want to pray, we'll push those ones aside. Hallelujah. Then we'll pray for what money cannot buy. We'll pray for what man cannot offer. I remember one of my prayers in a retreat some time ago. I mean, I was crying. I'm telling this so you can learn from it. I was crying and the church was on my mind. And I said, God! Can't you just see I'm not asking for a car? Where's the God was at last? Hey, can't you just, I'm not asking for a car, I'm not asking for a house. I just want those ones. And after praying, I caught myself and I said, did you just say that? I mean, that was what really was on my heart. Said, my mates are asking for cars. My mates are asking for their business to prosper. I'm here, bowing my knees. Just for a street to be covered. You must hear this prayer. Hallelujah. So the emphasis has changed. So the man that said, people are busy buying hoi blocks. You are wrong, sir. Hallelujah. Prayer is more than things. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Prayer turns situations around. We know that. The dead can be raised when you pray. Miracles happen when we pray. But the most important thing that changes in prayer is me. The most important object of your prayer is you. Is you. Prayer changes me. Before prayer changes the situation, it changes me. Look at Jesus. I mean, the Son of God already saying, let this cup pass. So it's a common temptation to man. Say, let this cup pass. I don't want to see. I don't want to go through this. This is seven that says, it is reason of me to do thy will, O God. I come in the volume of the book and it's reason of me. Hebrews 7. He needs some possible. I come in the volume of books. But when the real became, even Jesus shook. He said, let it go far. I can drink it later. But this night is too cold for death. Hallelujah. But when prayer entered, when he began to pray, his will was changed. And I remember that there are times you want to do something, and you know right within you that if you pray about it, you end up not doing it. You want to do something, and you will deliberately not pray about it. So that, because you know at the moment you pray about it, you will turn back. I know very well that one. You will deliberately, I'm not praying. The urge will come, everything, God will put everything to you. You will see men praying, you will hear tongues. That's all I've been hearing. He prays, it's done. Because you know that the minute you pray, prayer changes you. Glory to his name. So look at Jesus. Prayer changes his desire. Prayer changes his desire. Prayer altered what he wanted. The fact that that's what you want does not make it that's what you need or that's what you should walk in at the present moment. Even what you want, but bad for you. You don't know yourself more than God knows you. You are not your shepherd. Hallelujah. You hear what I said? You don't know much what you want more than God knows. You are not your own shepherd. We must give ourselves to prayer. What does prayer do? What will prayer do? What will it do to us? Look at James 5. Because I want us to spend some time praying this evening. Hallelujah. James 5. Verse 16 says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another. Now I've told you that it doesn't mean I did something wrong in my house and I come to Damien and I say, you know what I did today? So. That's not to confess your fault to one another. That's not what he's saying. What he's actually saying is the same thing Jesus said in Matthew 18 when he says, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault. Does that make sense? I mean, he's talking about when someone offends you, then I say, go and confess his fault. That makes sense. Alright. So they confess your fault to one another. I believe the paragraph should not have ended with and pray for one another that you may be healed. Then another paragraph starts by saying the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. There's no way I will read this place without quoting the Amplified. Because the Amplified version actually amplifies it. He says, the Father acted continuous. I love it. It says, it's continuous. It is acted. You know what acted means? You know what acted means? That means, I'm praying that I know that this prayer is entrance. There are times you are praying. You know, your prayer is not every time. It's not 2 hours, 12 hours that everything is acted. But there are times that during that prayer, something just, you just go, I'm that God. But when you're tired, you but that acted prayer, it says the effectual, the continuous acted fervent. When he says something is fervent, it's fervent. I love the way Pastor Lola and Inka put it. She said, I think she said, yeah. She said, flies don't perch on hot stones. Hallelujah. Who gave you that? Very soon. The fervent, you must be fervent on fire. You know what Paul said to the church in Thessalonica? Quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. That is something that is already burning. Something that is already burning. He says, don't let it go down. In Romans 12:11, he says, be fervent in spirit. Be fervent. Be fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. He says, the continuous heartfelt prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available. That's what Amplified says. James 5. The same B. It says, the continuous heartfelt prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available. Dynamic in its working. I love that. I love it. Tremendous power. King James says, if I ask you, availeth much. Availeth much. We need to, we might not be able to quantify. But this Amplified comes and says, he says, it makes tremendous power available. This power is dynamic in its working. It can work in any way. Hallelujah. And that is your prayer. My prayer. The prayer of the righteous. So when we pray, we must have something else. Right going on, that we are making power available. What does that mean? It means if we don't pray, power will never be available. If we don't pray, we will have a powerless church. Many times, we underrate the devil and overrate ourselves. We underrate the devil. And we say, I'm not praying. It's defeated. Under my feet. I'm so sorry the devil cannot see my face. The day we see your face, even for Jesus' face, hallelujah. Jesus was not that tall. But you are so tall. Sometimes on the radio, yep. I was telling someone on, Monday evening, he came to me for some, let's call it counseling. And I was telling him, after he narrated everything, I thought it was actually a wicked war. This is a wicked war. A war that has no mercy on its own. That's the war we need. I mean, it's an evil war. If you think there's still no power of darkness, you are joking. Maybe I'm the one that taught you grace. I'm not taught you forgiveness of sins. I'm the one still telling you this one. That there's still something called witches. I'm the one telling you by the spirit of truth. So if you think, my tailor can knock you, yeah, I'm working, glorious work. You think glorious work is working like a witch? Prayer makes power available. It means when we don't pray, we are short of power. We are short of power. You know, I always say something. That if your prayer life supplies light to your house, ask yourself, will you be in the light? If your prayer life supplies power to your house, will you be in the light or will you be walking in the dark? Ask yourself. Many of Christians will be walking in the dark. And that's just how it is. The moment you choose not to pray, you're already packing your bag to school in darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say prayer.
Say prayer.
Yeah, both of you are fast now. Say prayer.
Prayer.
Make power available. So when I pray, there's power. When I pray, there's power. There's power. There's power in my prayer. Yes, there is. So when I pray, there's power. When I pray, there's power. Look at what Jesus told his disciples in that Luke 22. Where we are coming from. Look at what he told them to pray about. What will their own power affect? Verse 40. Let's read together, everybody. Want to go? Come on, want to go? Luke 22:40.
The
pray that you enter not into temptation. It means that prayer can actually deliver us from moments of weaknesses. There's actually something called a moment of weakness. And prayer deals with that. Jesus says, pray that you are delivered from temptation. Pray that you fall not. That has to be delivered. Pray that you actually fall not into temptation. I believe that many believers who have backslidden today, there's something called backsliding. Don't be deceived. I believe that many believers who have backslidden today, 80% is because they don't pray. I believe. Because prayer deals with those kind of moments. Moments when you just say, what? You're showing me the streamer. What? I give up. Oh, this is a pushing chat. This is a pushing chat. That. End of the month is coming again. I'm scared again. I don't have any disciples. I don't have any. And you know, that's actually the devil. Hallelujah. Huh? Taking hold of moments of weakness. Oftentimes, those kind of thoughts come when you're watching African Magic. And you're so relaxed. And you're drinking yogurt. And you're watching African Magic. And you say, is this not life? This is not life. Someone will not be going for dialect of the prophet. Dialect of the prophet. He finished 6 tracks now. He says his introduction. When will he now start the real teaching? See life now. Is this not people who are asking? Don't they have money? I don't know where to do. I'll not be going to church like that. I'll be giving to God. And I'll be preaching when I have the chance. Moment of weakness. That's it. Some people just, from that place of saying that, they go. And that's the end of what you hear of their ministry. Day of judgment. You will not hear of their ministry in the day of judgment. When their work shall be cast into fire. And it will not burn like straw. Did you do my work, sir? Baba is straw. I believe Jesus will permit us to laugh that day. I'll laugh. Yes. You are laboring. You are eating the life of your head. That's you not laugh. There was a time to laugh. Just this one, sir. Out of eternity, I will not laugh again. This one. That deals with such moments. It is plain that you enter not into temptation. So when you are praying, you must know that you are making power available to keep your stability. You are making power available to keep yourself stable in ministry. As we pray, power is available. Remember that title? As we pray, right? So as we pray, power is available. Power follows our prayer. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Not because he has no power at all, but because he will not make them available. It's called residual power. It's there, but it's not working. It's there, but it's not working. So you must learn to pray. And when you're praying, you're not just, you are praying with the knowledge that no, something is happening. Something is changing. As I'm praying, there's power available to keep me stable. Look at it. Colossians 4:12. Help us praying for the church. Colossians 4:12. Help us, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you. Always laboring fervently for you in prayer. Can we read this prayer? Want to go? That you may stand. Want to go? That you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. It is Epaphras was always laboring fervently. Fervently means he was always seen praying. In the field, you have seen Epaphras praying. Going to work, you have seen Epaphras praying. Prayer does not have timetable. Prayer does not have a season. As you are sitting down, you should be praying. Prayer does not have, at night, I will now pray. That's when you will sleep. Come on. Keep praying. The moment it comes to you that, what are you doing now? Stop praying. Epaphras was laboring fervently for you, that you may stand complete and perfect in the will of God. Let's tell you something. Whenever you see something they pray about in the Bible, it means that thing will never happen if you don't pray. Whenever you see a prayer point in the Bible, it means that if you don't pray, that thing will not happen. So Paul says, I pray for you that the eyes of your understanding will be flooded with light. It means your eyes of your understanding will never be flooded with light if you don't pray. He says, Epaphras was praying that you stand complete and perfect in the will of God. It means no man will stand perfect and complete in the will of God if we don't pray. I challenge you to pray. Hallelujah. To make tremendous power available. To keep you stable. Help you. Help yourself. There are things that Greek words will not do for you. Hello? Greek words will not do. If you like, You can quote the entire of John. John chapter 1 to verse 21. You can see everything. All the words of Jesus that are written in red letters. You know everything. Baba, pray. Jesus prayed. What was he praying about? Himself. Prayer changes me more than the things I pray for. That the most important element that changes in prayer is who? Is you. So when we are praying for nations, before they are prayer-rich nations at all, something is changing in you because power is made available. So I choose to pray. I'll not be a victim of darkness. I'll not be a victim of the devil. That's what the devil goes around just looking for that window of opportunity. Such window of opportunity that Judas opened. Just opened it. And it was the same that Peter opened. But Peter's heart was good. We'll do that for another day. Just a window of opportunity. Something small. The devil does not need a very big space. Something small. Something. I remember watching Zion's movie. Just a little thing. You should not go out that at all. But I'm just saying, just something. Something. Just the moment at the beach. Something that would have been normal. And then it comes to you. But if you have been praying, if you are a man of prayer, you will stand complete and perfect in the will of God. I choose that. I choose prayer. Paul, over and over again, we say, I pray for you, Ephesians 1, verse 19. Verse 16 says, I cease not to give thanks for you, make mention of you in my prayers. God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. You guys understand being enlightened. And you might know what is the hope of his calling. What is the riches of his inheritance in the saints? Ah, wow. It means, if he does not pray, the saints will not know their inheritance. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? To us, what we believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. So he's saying, if he does not pray, we will not know the power that is at work in us. We will not know. We will never know. And as a secret step, just the tiniest sickness, they are only scattered. You have not been praying, sir. And that wrath. Told someone, the person that came on Monday, said, sir, you don't pray. Say yes. You don't pray, yes. And you fashion? Say yes. So when problem comes, you become humble. Humility is just yours. Say you don't pray. Say you are not alert spiritually at all. Say yes, sir. So you will fast. Say yes. Fast 3 days. And you pray. Yeah, I'm ready. I know you are ready. With what you just told me, you have to be ready. Many wait for emergency situations before they pray. A man of God said, if you pray when only there is trouble, you are in trouble already. That alone is the trouble on its own. You pray only when there is an emergency. You are in trouble. Hallelujah. But a Christian, you pray. At work, you are praying. On the road, you are praying. In your work, in your office, you pray. You are praying. It is just a mortar tongue, just mortar. There's no tongue wasted. No syllable of tongues is wasted. It makes tremendous power available. No syllable falls to the ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you are praying, power is available. As you are praying, power is available. As you are praying, situation turns around. As you are praying, you are actually changing things. You're actually changing things. You are dealing with temptations. You are dealing with moments of weakness. Are standing complete and perfect in the will of God. I choose to pray. I choose to walk in the light. I choose to walk in the light. Even as I am in the light, I choose to pray to make tremendous power available. God trusts a man of prayer. Saying that for the third time. God trusts a man who prays. So I'm going to pray tonight. You're going to pray fervently for yourself. Fervently for yourself. Fervently for yourself. We are going to pray Colossians 4:12. What Epaphras prayed for the church. That they stand complete and perfect in the will of God. That means in the will of God, I am standing. Nothing missing, nothing broken. I walk this path in the light for years, decades to come, 30, 40, 50 years. I wouldn't say ministry was my past tense. I stand complete and perfect in the will of God. Go ahead and pray for yourself.